Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside the executive director and the CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins stops by every Thursday for Cinema Chat, and great to see you again. I always love our time together on Thursday mornings.
Yeah, it's a good time. I hope the listeners like it as much as we do.
I don't know if anybody likes it as much as I do.
Well, listeners, let us know what you think. Well, I want you to put three dates on your calendar. One of them is the farthest away, and that's Cinetopia 2017, which is June 1st through 11th. Again, that's 2017, so we have a while.
I'm not sure what I'm doing Sunday.
That's right. Well, but June 1st through 11th, put it in. It's going to be our annual festival of film in Detroit and Ann Arbor. And then this Sunday and Tuesday, we have a very special screening. It's going to be a original score created by Jared Van Eck, who's actually one of the Michigan Theater Tech employees, who's worked through 50 of his original compositions that will be played via a MIDI computer connection to our Barton organ for the movie.
Bit of the old, bit of the new.
Yeah, absolutely, for Metropolis. So he has composed this piece that will use the Barton organ, the 1920s Barton organ, but it's going to be played very, very intricately and amazingly and perfectly coordinated with the classic silent film Metropolis, which was a very influential German expressionist film and also a science fiction futurist film that people are fascinated by.
And people were over the moon when they fully restored that movie, too.
Yeah, and we're showing that particular version of it that was put together by Kino. So this is going to be Sunday at 1:30 and Tuesday at 7. Those are the only two screenings. Very special presentation of Metropolis with a score by Jared Van Eck, presented live on the Michigan Theater Barton organ on Sunday at 1:30 and Tuesday at 7. Go check it out, not to be missed.
Those are two of the things. You said there was three.
The third one is put on your calendar Saturday, September 24th. Now, this is Art House Theater Day, and this is a nationwide celebration of the community-based, mission-driven specialty cinemas all around the USA and Canada, too. And this is being organized by the Michigan Theater through the Art House Convergence, which is this national organization that we run for independent cinemas. And we've made special arrangements with four films and four filmmakers to celebrate. If you're familiar with Comic Book Day, this is
very similar.
Yeah, Art House Theater Day or Record Store Day. This is the first annual Art House Theater Day, Saturday, September 24th. We're going to show four special films, A Town Called Panic, which is a wacky stop-motion animation that was put together, I think, in Italy. It's a lot of fun. Danny Says, which is a documentary that we did in Cinetopia 2 years ago about this music producer who was very deeply involved with The Doors, Lou Reed, Nico.
Oh, Danny Fields, right?
Yeah, Danny Fields. The Stooges, MC5, so there's a Detroit connection here. And it's a great documentary about how that Harvard Law School dropout became an icon of pop music in the 60s and 70s. Danny Says. Phantasm, which is a 4K digital restoration of this marvelous film that we're premiering at that particular time. Phantasm will show on the 24th. And then Time Bandits, which is a Terry Gilliam, he was one of the Monty Python guys,
right,
fantasy film, is showing in a brand new 2K digital restoration. So lots more about that to come. But put on your calendar Saturday, September 24th.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Michigan Theater Executive Director and CEO Russ Collins. And we do have some new selections to choose from this coming weekend, correct?
That's right. You can put these on your calendar for this weekend. So opening tomorrow is a film that's gotten great reviews. It premiered at Sundance. It's about the Barack Obama, Michelle Obama courting that took place when they were just young, right out of law school kids.
And could not have foreseen the future, I'm sure.
That's right. It's called South Side With You. And it was put together without Barack Obama and Michelle Obama's cooperation, not that they're opposed to it, but it's about the first date that they go on. And Barack Obama thinks that, you know, that Michelle Obama would like pie, because who doesn't like pie, but she's an ice cream girl. And they go to see a screening of Do the Right Thing, the Spike Lee film, and they talk about the social activism that they're involved with in Chicago and do the regular courting things. And the reviews on this are just outstanding. It sounds kind of like, you know, a bad concept, but it's really carried off very, very well. Todd McCarthy at the Hollywood Reporter said, a warm and surprisingly engaging account of a first date for Barack Obama and Michelle Robinson. The New York Magazine loved it, and as did Variety. And so anyway, it's just, it's gotten a great review, and it's charming, and it's fun, and it's a little piece of history, a sidebar history that's just engaging to participate in as a viewer.
It's curious that it's coming out while he is still in office and she is still first lady. It almost seems like it would have made more sense in some sort of historical perspective after they had left office.
Yeah.
But you know,
it's a small budget film that
right.
the folks just put together, and anyway, so go check out Southside with You. Now, another film from Sundance that I saw and liked very, very much. When I saw it, was called Ave Maria, but it's being released now as The Innocents. And it's based on a true story from World War II. And it's about a French nurse, a Red Cross. Well, she's a nurse. It says here doctor, but she's a nurse, who is taking care of French soldiers as the war is just over. The war has just over, and they're trying to patch up these French soldiers and get them back to France. And this nun comes and begs her to come and join her. And she's taken to a monastery, to a mother house. And she finds this very pregnant, about to give birth, and in great deal of pain, nun, which was kind of curious. But come to find out, almost all of the nuns of childbearing age are pregnant. And what you end up finding out is this clatch of nuns had been raped repeatedly by soldiers, primarily Russian soldiers, and it created a huge crisis of faith with the Mother Superior and with the individual nuns.
That just sounds awful.
But it is a wonderful human story of a very tough situation, and I was really moved by this.
The
movie.
Innocents. Any understanding as to why they renamed it from Ave Maria to The Innocents?
I think The Innocents from an English language perspective and not being from a Catholic nation is better, because everybody involved, in a sense, are the innocents. The nuns are innocents. The children that are born are innocents. I think it works very well. But anyway, I really encourage you to go. The critical consensus is 100% positive. The Innocents isn't always easy to watch, but its nuanced exploration of complex themes is a refreshing perspective and well worth the effort. And I totally agree.
A couple of films continuing downtown as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, our midnight film is The Matrix. Go check that out. If you haven't seen Indignation, which is the James Seamus film directed by James Seamus based on the Philip Roth novel, go check that out. Hunt for the Wilder People is everyone's favorite film from Cinetopia this year.
Don't Think Twice, which is getting, everybody knows that seen it, loves it.
Yeah, it's about an improvisational comedy troupe written and directed by Mike Birbiglia.
Now, at the Multiplex, there is a movie that I am really looking forward to because I'm a huge boxing fan, and it's called Hands of Stone.
Yeah, it's about the Roberto Duran, played by Edgar Ramirez. It also stars Robert De Niro, and it's about Roberto Duran's boxing career. It's gotten kind of so-so reviews, not bad reviews.
Still
but kind
looking
of
forward to it myself.
And then Don't Breathe, which is the teen heist or the teen The Danger movie is really, really well reviewed, so probably worth going to check out.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you once again for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.